My guest has moved to a brand new dimension in God's presence. His tangible love. I will be greatly surprised if you do not experience and feel the awesome manifest presence of God's love during this show. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. No doubt you're here. Moses, Joshua, Caleb, David had the Shekinah glory of God on them. As a young, traditional Jewish man, that same glory rescued me and gave me something I never thought was possible. My own experiential knowledge of God. And this same glory, it's in the studio right now and will give you your own intimacy with God. Diane Nutt had more than her share of problems. Really amazing, Diane. Her father deserted her at age 3, experienced sexual child abuse, rejection, abandonment, fear, loneliness, depression, addictions, suicide, and life-threatening diseases like cancer and severe COVID, and even more. Each assault on her destiny could have made her bitter. Instead, it made her better. And now she walks in supernatural, not natural, supernatural love, compassion, and glory like few people I know. Hey, I like to tell a joke, but it's true. Diane could read the menu out loud at a Chinese restaurant, and others will feel God's presence. Diane, how did you get to be a carrier of so much of God's glory?
Well, you know, as you had said, I grew up in, you know, in a strict Southern Baptist home, but I went through a lot of things in my life. And then, of course, my father leaving me at the age of 3 and moving off and sexually abusing me at 18 months old. And, you know, I just went through so many things that I had to learn to forgive. That was a major key, and it always will be, to walk in the glory of God. You have to live a life of forgiveness. No matter how hard it is to forgive, you must forgive always.
What about that father? Did you forgive him?
I did.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, it's in the beginning, it was a little difficult, you know, learning of him and that he never supported me financially, no phone calls, you know, birthday, Christmas, none of that. But I knew because of my relationship with God that I needed to forgive him no matter what he did. And because he wasn't saved and I wanted him to be saved, I had to stay in a spirit of love and forgiveness so that God's glory would show up and a miracle would happen, and that was his salvation. And someone right now, you're thinking about someone that that has treated you wrong, that sexually abused you, that physically abused you, and God wants you to just forgive them and release it right now and just give it to him and let God burn up all of those emotions, all of those things that are not of him, and watch and see what God will do as you stay in a spirit of love and forgiveness.
Most people know about the love of a parent for a child, the love of a husband for a wife, but they don't know about what is the difference between those things and the love of God you talk about and walk in.
Well, the love of God is pure, and his love is holy, and his love is everlasting. And his love, it draws you. His love compels you to want to do good and to want to walk in everything that he has provided for us, you know, as believers and being a part of the kingdom. And so his love will never let you down. It'll never fail you. And his love is so powerful that when we walk in that love, that power flows out from us to others, and people are always aware of it.
Tell me about one person's life that was transformed by the love of God.
So this young woman that she had been in and out of the church, you know, she and her husband really didn't come, you know, with him often. And so she'd come on a Wednesday night, and I'd been traveling so much for the first 3 months of this year that I hadn't seen her when she did come. So she was getting ready to leave, and she turned and looked up at the altar. And I looked at her, and I did this, you know, because I wanted her to come up there so I could hug her. So she came up there, and when I began to hug her, God's glory was so strong at that place, and His love was so powerful, a demon started manifesting. Mm. And as soon as that demon realized what was happening, it pulled her, yanked her away from me. She looked at me, and she knew what was happening, and she said, "Apostle Nutt," she said, "I want to get free." She said, "I don't want to stay in this bondage." And so she set her things down, and she came up to the altar. And as I began to, you know, take authority, that devil began to manifest so strongly and saying, "She's mine, she'll never be yours." And of course, I was speaking the blood of Jesus over her and that she was, you know, God's child. And it was a wrestle for a little bit, and I haven't had that kind of struggle with someone being delivered in like 30 years. And, you know, like that, it was just so vicious, but it was an ancient demon that God was setting her free from. That's how God revealed that to me. And she could literally feel it moving out of her arms, and even when it got into her hands, and she said, and she actually told me, "It's still in my finger." But when that demon came all the way out, she went back and fell out under the power of God. And the next thing you know, when she's laying there, the joy of the Lord just begins to manifest in her. And when she got up, she was a total different person. Now, this is the awesome thing that happened. When she came to the service on Sunday morning, her husband came with her and children. And she said, "My husband and children, they're saying, what's happened to you? You're different. You're not angry like what you used to be." And so he hadn't been in church. When she did come, he didn't come with her for 3 months. And so God moved in his life. And so it was just an amazing thing to see, because of one person getting free, and then now her husband got free as well.
Now, you teach on a glory light that I actually haven't had taught on before, that's in the Bible. It's called the amber light. And years ago, this light touched you and changed you dramatically. Tell me about someone in your home that saw the amber light.
Yes, our spiritual daughter, we were sitting there and we had been talking and sharing, and the presence of God just got stronger and stronger. And next thing, she's looking at me and she said, "I see the glory cloud," she said, "but it's an amber light that's all around you." And so that was many, many years ago. And then it appeared in our sanctuary. And a young woman came up and told me that when I was preaching, that she saw it was like a sheer curtain. And she said, but it was a wave of the glory of the light. And she said it was an amber color. And God set people free. It changed her life eternally. But it was just, she said, it was just like waves of glory. But it was the amber that was just moving back and forth.
And you say the amber is coming to many believers now.
Yes. Yes, it is. And that amber, see, there's something about the amber glory because it represents the fire. You know, the fire of God is the presence of God. But in that place, when we go to the altar, Sid, and we lay our sacrifices on the altar, and we lay our sins on the altar, and the fire comes and burns up those things, the glory shows up, and that amber glory ends up manifesting in our life.
You know, when you shared it, I didn't remember reading about amber light. But you mentioned a number of scriptures. One you mentioned, and I actually looked it up, Ezekiel 1:27.
Yes. So Ezekiel 1:27 says, "And as I saw the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw it as if it were the appearance of fire, and it had a brightness around about it." And so, Sid, people have told me often when I'm ministering that the top part of my body will disappear, and all they will see is, you know, the glory cloud of God. And sometimes it's a white cloud, but here more recently, it's been an amber, the amber color of the glory. But the fire of God came so strong in my life last year, you know, after going through the COVID and the cancer. And, you know, I really began to repent of things that I didn't even know I needed to repent of. And, you know, it's just those small things.
You know, you've been a believer so long. If you had to do it, how much more us?
Yes. And, you know, that fire increased. And so the first place that I went and ministered this year in January, they literally said when I came out, there was an amber cloud above my head. And it walked with me as I walked up to the platform. And as I was standing there, it was just hovering over me. But as I began to move from the chair over to the podium, the amber glory, it spread out and it was lengthwise and like this. So it was like my body. It was my whole body was covered in the amber.
The secret of Diane's encounter with the amber glory revealed. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
God wants you to be so full of His love that it continually flows from you no matter what your circumstances are. To find out how God's love can become the language of your life, call or go online at sidroth.org to receive Diane Nutt's brand new exclusive 4-CD audio teaching series, Walking in the Glory, the Immeasurable Love of God. This CD masterclass is a powerful spiritual resource, and it's yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9946.
It's one thing to talk about something, but it's another thing when you live it, and it's the life that's coming out of you. It's full of God's life, and it's full of love, and it changes your life, but it changes people's lives.
With Diane Nutt's exclusive 4-CD masterclass, you will realize how love is your springboard to seeing yourself in a brand new way as everything in your life gets upgraded. Release God's glory all around you and see supernatural signs, breakthroughs, and healings. Acquire a shield of protection against accusations by the enemy and be free to fulfill God's purpose in your life.
The more you forgive yourself, the more you love yourself. The more you're forgiven, the more you love. When we walk in the power of God's love and we walk in the power of His forgiveness, it makes way for the glory of God to show up.
Just listen, meditate on, and practice the practical steps in Diane Nutt's revelatory teaching series on God's love. Cultivate a personal intimacy with God that lets His glory flow out from you and transfer His love into the lives of others. Find real joy even during your most difficult times as God's love comforts and strengthens you.
You can learn how to live with a heart full of love, and so that you can move on to walking in God's glory.
Call or go online at sidroth.org to receive Diane Nutt's life-changing masterclass, Walking in the Glory, the Immeasurable Love of God. This brand new 4-CD audio teaching series is our exclusive gift to you for your donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. And remember, you cannot get this anointed filled with love CD set anywhere else. Just ask for offer number 9946 or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9946.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Diane, how can we experience the amber glory?
Well, the big thing in experiencing the amber glory is there's scriptures in the book of Leviticus in chapter 6, but we have to continually go to the altar because God wants us to render our hearts to Him and not our garments.
What do you mean by go to the altar?
Well, to find that place, it's not like a physical place, like in an edifice, you know, in a building in which we meet, but just to find that time with Him where we bear our hearts before Him and we're real with ourselves and we lay those things on the altar, because the fire of God is going to come in such a way that you are going to literally want to get rid of everything that is not of God and allow the fire of God to burn those things up. And so we always have to keep the fire burning within us, but the fire upon us. And people can literally feel that fire around you. Yesterday, when we did what we did the show, I looked at the pictures that one of the crew had taken, and I could see the fire of God all over me. It was so strong, and the fire of God on you. And I'm like, okay, these are the fire of God was, it changed
I'll
the
tell
color.
You, it was getting so strong on me, I was looking like you. We did a social media yesterday.
It was.
What's happening inside of you?
I'm just being overtaken by the glory of the Lord. I would just ask people, just lift your hands up to the Lord right now. And I want you to just receive, because His glory is tangible, because God is a tangible God. And He wants you to not just be aware of, maybe some of you see that amber glory right now. Maybe some of you see even the white glory cloud. But the key here is Him in His fullness of who He is, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And He wants you just to receive an impartation right now. So I just release the glory into your homes right now, wherever you are listening right now. I mean, I can feel electricity in my hands right now. It's very, very powerful, Sid. And miracles are happening right now. God's supernaturally healing someone's heart right now, where you had a lot of trauma and tragedy, and you've felt suicidal. You've felt like giving up on life. Listen, abundant life is being made available to you right now. I can literally see the glory moving right now. Even in this studio that we're in right now, the glory cloud is present right now, but miracles are being made available to you right now.
And I told you, I'm a feeler. And it is, as she's talking, it's almost like Ezekiel's temple, where the water was at the ankle, and then the knee, and then the waist, and then so high, all you could do is swim. You're almost swimming right now.
I am. There's some of you even right now that you can feel, literally feel the fire of God that is on you right now. Just surrender to that. And because God is supernaturally burning those things up, and you are forgiven. I'm just telling you right now, the forgiveness of God is right there, and you just need to forgive yourself. Just go ahead and forgive yourself right now and let His love come. Just let it come. Just open up your heart and let His love come. And you know, right now, I see the glory of God. It's getting thicker in here. I can see it. And so I know that someone, somewhere, if not many of you, are tangibly seeing the glory of God right now. You're feeling the glory of God right now. See it, God is just moving so strongly right now.
Oh, I know.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'm just soaking it up. I hate to end. Do you have anything more that you want to say?
Well, I'm just being quickened to what the Holy Spirit shared with me, that you are crossing over a threshold into another room. The door is just opening up, and the miracles are going to keep increasing. The recreative miracles are going to become the norm.
Excuse me. That is another sign of the greater glory. You see, we have had miracles in the anointing, but in the glory, these are miracles that will be outside the body, such as someone without a leg, the leg that's been amputated, the leg growing out.
Yes.
There'll be no question. That's what TV was designed for, not the other stuff.
That's right. That's right.
We've run out of time, but we will continue with a special online event right now. Diane and other guests will continue to increase in glory exponentially. And in this high degree of glory, all things are possible.
Yes.
Instantly, as soon as this show ends, go to SidRoth.org/rise. But I have a question for you. I've heard this come out of Diane over and over again. When that glory comes, it'll burn you up, not you. Anything that isn't of God is gonna burn up.
That's right.
So my question to you is, are you ready, or should you be living a holy, repentant life now? Trust me, when that glory comes, you don't want to have hidden sin.
That's right.
It's not hidden from the presence of God. Repeat this prayer after me, out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For all the things I've done wrong.
All the gossip.
All the hurts I've brought people.
All the hurts I've brought people.
All the resentment I've had for people.
All the resentment I've had for people.
And Lord, anything else I can't remember.
Put that under the blood.
I thank you, your word says.
When you see the blood,
you will remember our sins no more.
You will remember our sins no
more. And we're clean.
And we're clean.
And I'm ready for your amber glory now.
I say,
Jesus is my Savior.
From all of my sins.
And I make you my Lord in every area of my life. Amen. Diane, would you pray for us now?
Sure, sure, absolutely. So, Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would open up the eyes of the understanding of each of those who are watching today, Father God, that you would enlighten their hearts, Lord God, so that they would know the hope of their calling, which is in Christ. Father, I pray that every person would not just have an experience with you, but they would have an encounter with you, an encounter with your glory that would change their lives forever, that would cause them to have a hunger in such a the taste buds for your glory, to live in that realm of your glory and to walk in it. Father, let your glory just be manifested even now to those who are watching all over, those who are here in the studio. Father, thank you right now for your glory just coming and descending in this place in even a greater way. And Father, I just thank you that the amber glory, Father, will begin to show up and manifest as your precious sons and daughters, as they go to the altar, as they lay things on the altar, and as they allow the fire of the Holy Ghost to come and to burn those things up. Father, thank you for the supernatural manifesting and for your glory just residing on them and within them. In the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, do you feel that peace? I sure feel that peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.